Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name's Kirk Gibson. With me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Sam Knox. Among the responsibilities Sam has at the IHSA is that a football administrator, and with the 2017 high school football season kicking off this week, it's a great time to get caught up on what's happened since the 2016 season ended 9 months ago at Memorial Stadium. Sam, welcome to Happenings.
Thanks, Kirk. Glad to be here.
You know, Sam, you used to be a high school football coach and an athletic director. Talk to us for a minute about what you think football means, high school football means to a school and a community.
Well, to me, it's a fantastic way to kick off, pun intended, the school year in a great way. Community atmosphere, the smell of burgers and hot dogs cooking on the grill when you walk into the stadium or the field, and whether your team has aspirations of winning a state championship, or maybe your numbers are low and you're going to fight all you can every 9 weeks to get a victory and probably not make the playoffs. To me, that doesn't matter. It's American high school at its best. Community support, people out supporting the local team, having a good time, and watching football right in front of your eyes that you don't get to see in any other atmosphere. If people can't go to the local NFL game or a college game, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, there's always a high school game in town on Friday night.
Right.
That's great.
Yep.
You know, I know you've only had a year under your belt, but I agree, when you go to the, whether it's football game, basketball game, whatever, do the smell of popcorn or that sandwich cooking on a grill. Do you have a favorite sandwich after 1 year that you stumbled on somewhere?
Oh, easy. Like a pork chop sandwich,
yeah,
with some barbecue sauce or stuff like that.
That's good.
The smell lures you in and you can't help but go after one.
Without a doubt. Hey, what are some of the rule changes? We've got this season coming up. What are some things fans might notice?
Well, we always look at rules focused on player safety. A big one this year is cleaning up the blindside block, that big block that kind of draws the oohs and ahs from the crowd, where in the past a kid would get kind of blown up on a block and it was probably going to be legal. This year, a blindside block is still legal, but it has to be initiated with open hands. A guy can't go in with his shoulder lowered or part of his body. He can block a guy legally blindside, but has to do it with open hands.
Okay.
Some other safety rules are focused on defining what a defenseless player is. The term defenseless player has always been in the rule book, and we hear that more and more from coaches and fans about he's defenseless, he shouldn't have been hit that way. But now we actually have a list of potential players that could be considered defenseless during the game. So it helps the officials clean that part up.
Yeah, good.
There's also one timing rule that within the last 2 minutes of each half, a team that accepts a penalty, for example, the offense false starts, they're penalized 5 yards, and in the old rules, the clock would start again after they were penalized 5 yards. Well, they're kind of being able to take advantage of consuming time, whether intentionally or not intentionally. Well, now the defense will have a choice of starting that clock on the snap so that the offense doesn't get the advantage of consuming time illegally.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about with officials? Anything new with those guys?
We're going to try a couple new initiatives this year. Both of them are focused on communication. At halftime, the wing officials, the linesman and the line judge, are going to trade sidelines, so they work with a different coach and a different team in the second half, hopefully to improve communication skills between them and the coaching staff. And fans will also notice this year that officials have the option of wearing wireless communication radios on the field, just to, again, improve communication among the five crew members so they can talk to each other and then hopefully communicate those messages to the coaching staff.
Well, that'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Well, thanks, Sam, for joining me today on Happenings at 2715. We'll keep an eye on things to see how all that plays out this season. And on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting everyone again next week.